Watch 30 days earlier.
Uncensored on WoW Presents Plus.
And I run out of my condo in drag, and they have shots of me off my balcony, sprinting down the street in drag.
You had to run in drag?
Outside.
A back shot, also sometimes called outward entry, is when the partner enters the partner from behind. So when you're someone in the and it's going slap, 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 sounds like bongos. Polaroid.
Polaroid, baby.
Oh, we have, like, what the is happening here? Not in a bad way.
Different storylines.
Yeah, different storylines. I love this.
I don't know what it is. Well, the problem is it's sheer, so I still have to wear swimsuits. Like, I still have to wear body.
Yeah.
But
it's like trying to cut a corner, but then taking a detour.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like when you want to do a nude illusion.
Do you want to talk a nude illusion?
That's a nude delusion.
My back shots sound like bongos.
That's a nude delusion, honey. Hi, I'm not a stamp, but you can lick me, Trixie Mattel.
And I'm sorry my giant bookstore shut down your little mom and pop operation, Meg Ryan, you bitch. It's Katya.
And welcome to the show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show.
And not yours.
You've got mail.
Okay. End pose. Ooh, no one was hurt. The mail. Who's got it? Who sends it? Who's receiving it?
You've got mail.
So I remember when I was young, if I got mail, a birthday card, whatever, it felt euphoria on HBO. Euphoria. Okay. Gender euphoria, body euphoria.
Zendaya.
USPS euphoria. It was so exciting. And now almost nothing comes in the mail and excites me unless I bought and paid for it.
I know exactly.
Because even PR, like free candles, free makeup, whatever, it's fun. Whereas like you buy shoes online, they arrive, you're like, oh, can't wait to open these.
Or how about, I mean, listen, I've told you this before, but I blacked out when I received the Cirque du Soleil VHS copy of Salted Banco through the mail. I blacked out.
But you knew what it was.
I knew what it was and I've been waiting for it. Back then, there was no Amazon. I'm sorry, there was no, like, you click on it today and it gets there tomorrow?
No, that didn't exist.
What the f-? Are you out of your mind? But then it arrived probably 4 to 6 weeks later. No, but seriously.
That was the original Amazon.
It was just the mail.
There was a piece of mail I always looked forward to as a child. Annually, Fleet Farm, Menards, like, big box stores would send the toy catalog, the annual toy catalog. Yeah, and you would take your big marker and you would like go through and circle things you wanted. And that way your family, when they go shop for you for Christmas, they know what time it is.
All I said I wanted was my cha-cha heels, but it's Christmas.
And you're like, well, I'm not gonna ask for the N64 because we're poor.
Sure.
So what's the attainable version of that? You know, just the controller. You know?
Just the controller.
Just the game. You had an original Nintendo, right?
I had a Nintendo.
Did you have a Sega?
No, I'm not that old. I never had an Atari.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because you were poor.
No, we had money. We didn't have money, but
you had money.
I love it how like you can be poor, you can be rich. We were like in a socioeconomic bracket that is like lower middle class.
Poor.
Not more.
I've seen your teeth. I know you didn't come from where I came from.
No.
Do you know where I went for vacation when I was a kid?
The swamp.
The dentist.
Once every 5 years.
The dentist. They put the, give me the laughing gas. No one would touch my teeth. They would just they would just me. It would just get on top of me and me. For vacation. And I wake up with a sunburn when it would happen. The just dentist wanted to me. Look at this hair. Oh, no wonder he wanted to me.
You're back.
I have been
like
to the dentist
bongo.
In drag. Did you know that?
Yes, I was there. Let me talk to you about work ethic, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between. There are two types of people in this world. People that won't go to the dentist and drag while they're on set, and people who will.
I skipped my grandma's funeral because I had a show. But I went to the dentist and drag.
Girl, f*** your grandma. Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Your back shot's out.
I had shows in P-Town. I was like, I can't go.
She's not going to remember you didn't go here. You know what I mean?
Whatever. I find funerals a little traumatizing. I don't want to see a dead body. Like, I don't know.
I mean, there's certainly not a fun time.
Viewing the body, stop showing the body. Stop showing the body. I can't show my nipple on Instagram, but we can go look at my dead mother. Like, what are we talking about?
Or how about when you're on a, I don't know, you're an actress in your 50s and you're starring on a HBO show and you take your Sex and the City. Carrie takes the ashes to Paris. And I'm over this. I'm over the ashes. I would love to see it scooping a little, like, protein powder into her smoothie every day. Like, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
I don't think we should eat the dead, but go off, girl. Go off.
I mean, what else? So the dead are just decorative. They're in an urn on your mantle.
No, I think when you have somebody's ashes, the right instinct is to scatter them. Let them go. Let them, like, carrying ashes for years.
Slowly ingesting them over the course.
Well, that's fine.
In a world full of straight people, aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
So what kind of mail do you hate?
I want you to tell me the kind of mail you hate, but we're gonna say it. We're gonna go 1, 2, 3. We're gonna say it, and I. Okay, so we're gonna go
1, 2, 3. Charles Schwab. Mama, what do they want?
I don't know. I know what they want. They want to send me mail. But they want to send me paper documents.
Yeah, if you're our accountant and you're watching this, can you help us go paperless?
No. This is beyond human capabilities. I've gone into the spiritual realm. I've sought help from the other planes, P-L-A-N-E-S, to help me with this dilemma. Oh. Charles Schwab will find my friend's address, my mom's address. And the moment I think that I have gone paperless, Charles Schwab shows up
with a ream of
like
paper.
A Babadook.
Yeah.
With a roll of wrapping paper. Sarah Jessica Parker with an urn and a giant folder of Charles Schwab bank statements. And she's scattering them all throughout my life. Every day, and she will leave me alone.
Yeah.
The mail is a tapestry of emotions, ranging from absolute disgust to giddy excitement, and everything in between.
Yeah, and I get weird checks, like when you do TV stuff, you get residual checks that are 30 cents, 50 cents. Those are like funny to receive.
I got paid $37 from the worst gig I've ever done in my life.
Just like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was the urn.
Yeah, you were the urn. And just like that. Yeah.
You
big died. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the mail.
I don't love the mail. I wish everything was on autopay.
You don't like getting checks in the mail?
Well, what do I hate more? Real junk mail or email junk mail? Email junk mail's worse. Telemarketer phone calls. Girl, recently someone called and said, "Don't you think you need a vacation?" And I said, "What do you got?" Like, I was just like, what? Pitch me. I was just like, you know what? You're a telemarketer. I'm in a kind of good mood. What do you got? He was like, "You
need a getaway in Palm Springs."
And I said, "I have a motel in Palm Springs. What else you got?" He said,
"Florida."
And I said, "I'm pretty sure you can be killed for being gay in Florida. I'm gay. Did you know that?" And he was like,
"I didn't know that."
And I said, "Anything else?" Bye.
You outmarketed the telemarketer.
Totally. Yeah, I'm like, why are you afraid of success? Turns out I got $75 off him.
Yes.
I booked him a room at the Turkey Motel.
Your credit card. I'm happy to stay on the phone with you. Just give me your credit card.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm a good salesman, but if you're selling something, call me at your own risk. You'll be like, I can't believe I bought 15 items at Trixie Cosmetics. I'm like, bye.
I've turned the beat around so much with fear of the telephone, I dare someone to call me.
Girl.
I dare someone to call me, because if I pick up, it's on site.
If you ask me how I'm doing and I'm not doing well, you're about to find out.
You will find out. You will hang up on me.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? I get mail from my neighbor.
Your neighbor sends you mail?
No,
you get their mail.
I get their mail.
Okay.
But it's...
Well, you're like, yeah, I go across the street and grab it from their box.
I do.
I've been getting your mail. You're like, that's weird. They're like, not really. I've been getting out of your mailbox. So it's not really that weird. I do pay some bills via envelopes and stuff.
You do?
Yeah, I like it.
I love it too. It's a uniquely satisfying activity. Of course, it's outdated.
I don't know what it is I like about it.
Because there's a start and there's a finish.
Well, you know what else? Like, pay your bill online. I'm like, make a password? Am I a Nikki fan? Make a password? Are you f***ing crazy? I'm gonna make another password. And then what? LA Water and Power needs you to remember your name and password. I'm like, girl, I don't know who I am, who I was, or who I will become. We're talking about mail that comes to your house.
You've got mail.
What we need to talk about is the disposition of the workers at the USPS office, honey. Unless you ship packages all the time, when you have to ship a package, it is a little confusing. I don't know everything. God forbid you bring a box and you have your own tape. They look at you like, do you think this is a soup kitchen, bitch? Yeah. I'm like, aren't we at the post office? Yeah. They're like, go get that roll of tape. It's $12. You're like, okay. Perfect. You know, have you ever bought merch from me before 2017, let's say? 16, 17. I shipped all of it. I shipped it from, I would pack the orders in my bedroom, walk a block to the post office on Doheny. They'd be like, can arrange to have it picked up at your house, right? And I'd be like, yeah, I don't know how to do all that. But here's my 40 pink bags. Can you sticker them all in?
I want to go and have an interaction with a person. I really do. And I still want the mailman to pick me.
No. Have you ever had keys made at Home Depot?
I did it.
There's a machine.
I know. There's one at Rite Aid. You do?
Stick my in the machine. Love it. Love that. The machine. Love it.
Remember when a killer or somebody with a real big axe to grind would go to the trouble of cutting out letters from a magazine?
Which also meant they went to buy magazines.
Magazines. Or they were at a dentist's office and they just took them. You know what I mean?
Very not suspicious. Cutting out letters at a dentist's office with a black mask on. With a black ski mask on and rubber gloves.
And then you got it in the mail. And then, oh my God, we can't dust for fingerprints. They're wearing, you know, rubber gloves. Also, we can't analyze the handwriting because it's cut out from a magazine.
Dusting for fingerprints. That seems fake. I know it is real, but that seems fake, bitch. The best piece of mail is a paycheck. You know, sometimes colleges or big gigs will take months to pay you.
What about acceptance letters from universities and colleges?
Oh yeah, isn't there like a lore of like, if it's a thin envelope, it's a no.
If it's not a packet.
If it's a packet, it's a yes.
It's a yes, but if it's just an envelope, it's not great.
No.
I'm not sure if that's still the case, but I remember I applied to 5 schools and I wanted to get in my number one. They said, sorry to this man.
But look at you now.
Yeah.
You have an honorary doctorate at Empire Beauty School Irvine, California.
The DeVry Institute has offered me a 10% off their correspondence course.
Yeah. The University of Phoenix is letting you get your nail tech license online.
All I know is my back shots on like bongos.
One time I pumped some old lady's gas in Wausaukee, Wisconsin when I was like in middle school. And she said, here you go, honey, go have some nice candy. That bitch gave me a nickel and a dime. A nickel and a dime. Go have some nice candy. Where the f*** are you shopping, bitch?